Good evening, thank you for coming. Our opening statement, pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance. The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Hi, Fred.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Joyce Pegler? We have a quorum.
Our mission statement, Manasquan Schools District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within a community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes?
So be.
We have a motion to accept the minutes for March 25th's regular open business meeting and the special meeting of March 27th.
Second.
Closed session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed session no longer exist. Mr. Campbell and seconded by Ms. Passone.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
I'll abstain. I was not at both meetings.
Carrie?
Thank you. Call them up first. Right. We're going to move to the side of the stage for a presentation.
Would also like to recognize Coach Andrew Villado.
13-14A Central Division Coach of the Year, and for his 18's A Division Central Division Champion.
Just a moment for Coach Kokoda and Coach Bilbo. I just want to let you know that when I was there at the games during the season, and as well as all of our coaches, the exemplary behavior from our student athletes, as well as the passion that both of you have for not only our kids in Manasquan, but for your love of the sport is truly appreciated. And I had received so many compliments regarding your student athletes. So I want to take this time to personally and publicly thank you.
Next item is our superintendent's report.
Okay, me again. The enrollment report for Manasquan High School right now is 1,003 students, and in September we started out with 1,003, so we're even. Manasquan Elementary School, we are at 661 and we're up 12 students from September 2013. The attendance report, fire drill reports, and suspensions are in your packet. And the HIB reports that we have to report out monthly on, Manasquan High School had one HIB confirmed and one non-confirmed for the last month, and Manasquan Elementary School had one HIB, which was not a confirmed HIB case. And HIB obviously is an acronym for harassment, intimidation, and bullying. That's all I have. Regarding that report, and I would, every month I mention the, say something about heroin. And we received information that the second of five series will be conducted at the Algonquin Theater from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on May 14th. And by the end of the week, we will have something on our website and we will send a Honeywell alert out closer to the date. But we're asking our principals, administrators, our teachers to talk this up. I have the Alliance representatives coming to my superintendent's sending district meeting tomorrow afternoon. I'm waiting for any update information they may give me so then I can put it on the web by the end of the week. It's a very, very important topic. It's not only a crisis in Monmouth County, it's as well as in Ocean County and other counties, but we're focusing Monmouth and Ocean. So Wall Alliance and the Ministerium here in Manasquan and a couple other agencies are working with us, and I just feel it's so important that we get the message out. So we'll be doing a Honeywell alert and look on the website on both schools as well as our mainframe. And we hope to see you out there on May 14th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Preet. Next, we don't have a student board rep today, so we will go to board committee reports. We will start, maybe we won't. Do we have a motion to accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Walsh?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Campbell. Any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie?
Thank you. Now we'll go to our board committee reports. We'll start with buildings and grounds.
Okay, we went from financing to building and grounds. We didn't have that much to talk about, but we did discuss the terms of the contract we have with the town about our tennis courts, repainting them and repairing them. So we put that through. We agreed we wanted to do it anyway. We also talked a little bit about the bids going out, and then where they're read about the wall was today. and the drainage, I apologize. And then we also talked about the ride grants, which would pertain to the buildings and grounds on windows, doors, security. So it's basically where we were on that. We didn't have a long meeting, but we were in conjunction with finance. Thank you.
Jack, can you tell me a little bit more about the discussion you had on the ROD grants?
Well, we were trying to figure out the numbers of that originally came out from the ROD grants weren't what we put in for on the ROD grants.
Like, you need a microphone, you need to speak into it, please. People in the back.
The numbers that were put, that were sent to the state on the what we thought were for each ROD grant of the eight we got, they were way out of, I don't know who put them together, but if one was 100,000, it actually came out at 450,000. One was, I can't give you the exact number, one was like half a million, it was 1.3 million or something. They were ridiculous. So we did with, excuse me, security, which we think we can do, some doors, whether it's the elementary school or the high school, there's a few things that we have the money for and could support our percentage of that grant. So that was just basically what we went over. There's a lot of them we just can't do at this point.
Is it possible to get a schedule of those grants and what we are building into the budget, what we don't have the funds for at this point? So that we all have a better understanding of where we're going with those projects?
Dominic, can we get that for the board members, the numbers?
Hey, Pat, I'm actually on that committee as well, and Dominic gave out what each job would actually, the proper pricing, so I can make a copy of it and give you what I have, just to give you an idea. Some of them are sky high and out of sight, but I'll share with you what I have.
Yeah, also we did talk about the, as Jim said, the architect's special report that he gave the board with respect to what his cost, the updated cost of doing these ROD grant projects. So we talked about that.
Is that, can we get a copy of that report as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
The exact numbers.
That would be helpful, thank you.
Just as a follow-up to Mr. Campbell's report, the sealed bids for the retaining wall, phase one of the project, they were unsealed today at 2 o'clock. And out of 12 bid packages were picked up, 11 potential bidders were of the 12. We received two bids, and the engineer has them now, and he's going over them, and he's going to prepare a report for us. But it's fair to say that the bids did not come in at the number that we anticipated, and it came in higher. So just to be perfectly clear with everybody, it did come in higher, and we will be, I would assume, discussing options going forward. But we didn't want to wait and tell you know, later on that it was higher, but it's clearly they're higher. Anybody else?
What is the engineer doing with that information?
I'm sorry, Ms. Walsh.
What is the engineer doing with that information?
When I called him today to see, what went on, and he told me that he would prepare a report for us based on the bids that he has. So to better understand what the bids are. But again, I think for most of us, the bottom line was the number, not the specifics.
And how much more we're paying the engineer?
Well, it's part of the process. We still have to have somebody look at it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody? Finance, Mr. Walsh.
We obviously talked about the ROD grants that we just touched base on. We had the opportunity to meet Dr. Kaizen's BA from Egg Harbor, Ms. Coates, and she was very impressive. It was a very impressive, very fruitful give and take, very worthwhile. We're going to be voting on a couple things tonight. Our healthcare broker, we got him down to a flat fee, and we'll recommend that we appoint him for the year. Obviously, the contracts for the to have the tennis courts done. We're also going to be voting on the auditor, and also a good chunk of the finance meeting was Dominic going over his budget, which he will share with the public on Tuesday of this coming week. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Education and curriculum? Ms. DePalma, did you read?
No, I'm not education.
Education curriculum didn't meet. So we don't have
that. That was just the minutes in there. So there was no meeting.
Personnel?
Okay, personnel met this week, and basically we went over a few things we'll be approving tonight. All of them were on the agenda. A sick day bank, which was requested by the employees, a few other items, and we're actually going to be going into closed session on next Tuesday to discuss certified staff. And that's all I have.
And athletics.
And I am athletics. We discussed a few other things we'll be voting on tonight, which include busing, some off-site facilities for practices, the co-op that we have with Point Pleasant Beach. We received updates from the athletic director on coaching positions, and that's it. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you. And for policy, Ms. Dupree?
Yes. I met with Dr. Cajun, the new superintendent coming in July 1st, and Mr. Coppola more than once on policy and the direction of where we're going with random drug testing. So we met for a number of hours, and we're going to be discussing our, giving our input and discussing what we discussed as a group at the next policy committee with the full policy committee. And at that time, hopefully they'll understand where we're coming from, what our priorities are, concerns, and as we move forward, let the policy hear, policy members of the policy committee hear what we have to say, and then from there, we'll have a recommendation next month from the policy, hopefully, on what we have to do as we move forward with random drug testing, or if we move forward with random drug testing. But it has to be a discussion with the policy committee, and the new superintendent needs to be at the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lepree. Now, as everyone can see on the agenda, we are going to discuss, it's been brought to our attention that some board members have discussed the possibility of going to the Board of the Whole versus the committees. So I would like for anyone who wants to weigh on that now to do so. Mr. Walsh.
I think it's makes perfect sense. I think this board is far more transparent than the previous board, but board as a whole, I think is, I don't see any downside to it at all, if you're asking my opinion. I think it's all positives.
I agree with Jim. I think this is something we should have done right off the bat. I'm glad it's on the agenda tonight. I'm glad we're going to be able to vote on it.
I also agree with Jim and Fred. I find that the committee structure does not afford me the detail that I require to make an educated vote on matters. I think tonight's discussion of the ROD grants, which were touched upon by the chairman of the committee, but not fully explained, is a perfect example of why I feel that we need to go back to a Board of the Whole. I served on this board when it was a Board of the Whole, and I always felt much more informed when I made a decision during that tenure.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm just bringing the microphone my direction. I was actually someone who asked to put it on the agenda for discussion. I'm glad that we're having one. I've heard things tossed around that it's less time. I actually would argue that. I'm on three committees, and I probably spend between 3 and 5 hours at committee meetings, and I'm only getting the committees I sit on. So even if we spent 3-4 hours sitting here as a Board of a Whole discussing all the business that we have to discuss, everyone would have it, and everybody would hear exactly as it's presented. Everybody would hear exactly as our professionals are giving it to us instead of an interpretation. And I think that that's important. When the reason we have so many people on a board is so that everyone can give their own opinion of what and vote on it that way. And I've also heard that oh, people won't speak freely. I think it's important for all of us, you know, that's why we're here. And don't feel scared to say what you really feel at the table if there's people sitting in the audience, because then you can stand by it. Like, just, I encourage everybody, if we do go to a Board of a Whole, to speak your mind and ask the questions, and don't be afraid to ask questions, to have professional banter back and forth. And I think if we all carry ourselves in a professional manner and ask questions and answer them in a professional manner, I think we'll be okay. And I don't think it matters who's sitting in the audience or if we're sitting at a table by ourselves. So.
Great. Thank you, Heather. Anyone else like to weigh in? I'd just like to say I've done it both ways, and I think when the committee structure is done properly, it's far more effective than Board of the Whole. But if the majority of the board would like to go to the Board of the Whole, then that's obviously the direction we'll go. But I don't agree that it's the best. It might be the best for this board, but it's certainly not the most efficient way to conduct business. And I think that for those of us that sat through the interview process with the superintendent candidates, I don't recall any of them favoring Board of the Whole versus the committee system. And I will speak for the candidate that we ultimately hired. He spoke in favor of the committee system. But again, it's the wish of whatever the wish of the board is. So I guess at this point we'll ask for a motion.
I think for, you know, to continue the discussion is, I think of maybe some, in maybe a normal situation, or I think this board has history. I think that there's a lot of things to hash out. And to say that we should remember that every single person on this board should have the same information as every single member of this board at all times, I think that that's almost, and I don't want to say laughable in a way, but there's a lot of information that I personally don't feel that I have that other members have. And I think that, I think board as a whole would actually stop some of that. And I don't think it's malicious. I don't think it's deceptive. I just think that unfortunately right now, there's so much information and it would be really hard. The minutes and everything, there's no way. And I understand why we went to lessen the minutes, because it's taking up the board office employees consuming a massive amount of their time to literally give word for word. But on some of these important information, we kind of do need word for word, because I can tell you right now, the summation of, we talked about it, this was discussed, it's just not enough information. And some of our minutes are shortened like that. So it's not, I don't think it's malicious. I don't think it's deceptive. I just think that with as much information that we have going on this board and a lot of important issues, I think it is important for us to all hear it with our own ears.
Anyone else? Yes, Mr. Bob.
Yes, I've also done both. And I think there are pluses and minuses to having, you know, either committees or as a whole. But I do feel that most of the time the board, you do get, I think, more information as a whole. And I just think that people are more satisfied that way, because they can ask the questions right then and there. I do like committees because they're a little smaller, and I think it's just a little easier to talk things out and get things done and then bring it to you. But I totally understand.
And I'm not against having a board of a whole and then subbing off committees when we feel as a group that we need to have a small group of two or three that need to go get some information so that we can be more efficient at the next meeting. I'm not against that. I'm just, the consistent board of committees is just...
Okay, do we have a motion to go to Board of the Whole?
Motion.
Yeah,
motion.
Mr. Walsh, do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Mrs. Walsh. Sandy.
I'm sorry, comments?
I'm sorry, yes, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Jerry.
We're making a motion. Do we have comments now? We're going to a vote?
Of course we have to discuss it. I'm sorry.
Has nothing to do with whether we go to Board of the Whole or not. This is more kind of a process question. Is Michael here?
No, he's an associate.
I believe that the way that the board functions is a policy.
We can't hear you over here.
I believe that the way the board functions is a policy. So if there is a motion, I was looking for Michael to provide
us that. Yes, we will have to have first reading.
So the motion, if made, has to speak to changing the policy. Not. If you're going to do it right, that's the way it has to be done. And then the second piece would be, I don't believe that is a matter that the sending districts can vote on.
Correct.
Not that we wouldn't like to pursue our kids, but that's the way the state does it.
Dominic, do we have to write up a motion? Is that what we're going to have to do right now?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So the motion is to change the policy that currently exists that allows the board to operate in committees, and the new policy would be to operate as a board of the whole, and tonight would be the first reading of that motion. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion is to recommend a change to the policy that now allows the board to operate in committees, and the change would be to operate in board of the whole. Now, do we have any discussion? First, we need a first and a second. Jim? Jim's first, then Mrs. Walsh was second. Would anybody like to discuss that motion? Seeing no one?
Second.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
No.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
No.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Quorum.
Thank you very much. At this time, we move to public comment on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone have any comment this time?
I just want to make two comments. I'm sorry, Jeannie Walsh. You thank you, Tom. Jeannie Walsh, 356 Cedar Avenue, Manasquan.
Manasquan.
Hi. I just want to make two comments. One, I want to congratulate the board on the first step in making this a board as a whole when you're discussing any issues regarding the board. You're not a PTO, like an elementary PTO group. You're dealing with millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Every vote is very important, and I think, as Heather said, you really need all of the information to make an educated vote and to voice your opinion. I think that the amount of money it costs to run a school system nowadays, I think it's only prudent to have everybody have the same information, and it also does away with things in the past that I was against. I also want to say that I'm happy, Tom, that you came out and said about the retaining wall, that the bids came in openness. And I would really like to thank the board that you did not get started on the project without these bids coming in. I didn't have the confidence last summer when I got up here and begged every meeting, please don't start it, please don't start it. I didn't have the confidence that it would hold off, that somebody would have held off. So I'm glad that this new board did hold off and see what goes on in the future. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello, Jeannie Patillo, 78 Morris Avenue. I wasn't going to speak, but Renee, you had said something, and I wanted to hear it again if I could. You mentioned about the policy committee, so I guess we don't have that anymore with the vote you just took. And
we'll
mentioned the random drug testing, and you mentioned, of course, I'm not going to go away with that subject. You mentioned moving forward and discussing as a policy committee as a whole with the superintendent, the new one that's coming in. Can you just tell me what you meant by that?
Sure. We met, Mr. We did not have a policy committee meeting last week. In lieu of that, we had Dr. Cajun, Rick Capola, and I meeting on random drug testing to bring everybody up to speed. Mr. Capola has the history from its inception. So I met with Dr. Cajun and Rick on two different mornings, and one morning, one afternoon, and I notified Mrs. Walsh, the chair of policy, that next month at the policy meeting, we will be discussing what we feel, what our feelings are regarding the random drug testing from where it is to where it is now, which is suspended, and if we move forward or how we move forward, if we choose to move forward.
Well,
that
I would,
committee, okay. Let me finish, please.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Sorry. I'm just so tired. I worked hard today.
Yeah, I am too. We really feel if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. And there were some glitches along the way, as we all know, and I'm confident that we can discuss this whole random drug testing with the policy committee to let them know where we are, on how we feel about it, because that's what we were charged to do. And then the policy committee will hear us and then make a recommendation as we move forward. Moving forward, if the board chooses for us to move forward, we talked about a committee of persons involved, alliance people, parents, students, right. Us, whomever.
Well, that's law.
Yeah, we understand that.
Okay.
But that's if we have to moving forward.
Right.
We're not sure where we're going, but we want to update our policy members, the four members and the alternate, and then next month we'll prepare as we move forward.
Okay, I agree with that. I wanted to make sure you were aware that was law. It's something that our president did tell Mr. Roberts at the last meeting, that the community health professionals that know this subject more than anybody in this room will be invited and are more than willing to come and share with our school district and our parents their knowledge. So when you just said to me that, you know, we want, if we're gonna move ahead, we wanna do it right, you can't do it right until you have that piece.
I understand that, Mrs.
Because
Patel,
to me,
but you missed my point. Go back to the audio and
right.
Quite frankly,
I understand
where you're coming from.
Right.
This is not a us against you, me
it's
against you.
It's certainly not us
absolutely.
Against you. But
it's
for
about
the last
the
year, it did feel like that.
Well, let me, okay, slow
I
down.
Just wanted
slow
to,
down.
No, we,
I'm going
we,
to answer your question. I'm
going to
answer
tonight.
Your question. My responsibility is charged to this Board of Education. I was charged to meet with the new superintendent and the building principal.
Right.
Again, we reviewed what we feel about the program, where it is, where the concerns are, because there were concerns.
Right.
Absolutely. And we wanted to update everyone, and then we're going to bring it to policy. I know the law, and you have to have the committee. We get that.
Right.
And all involvement, stakeholders
right.
all. So that's where we're at. And hopefully, as we move forward in May, the policy committee will hear what the three of us have to say. And then as they make that recommendation, because they're the board, I don't vote, they will make a recommendation to the full board, and then we will move forward as to where the board wants us, where they want us to go.
Right. So
there
what,
are options. You
right.
know that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But at what point is the community and the parents heard during that scenario you just mentioned?
That's why I'm going to policy. The policy committee will let us know what direction do they want us to go in. Dr. Cajun, Mr.
But how
Capola
do they, how do they, how do, my confusion is, and I'm not going to take up too much time, and there's other things to talk about, but my confusion is, how do you make a decision when you don't have all the tools? How does the policy committee, because our feeling, and I'm very firm on this, that Mr. Gross, I don't know who you are, but I know Mr. Gross.
She's the attorney.
We,
Mr. Gross
know,
will be here
I
shortly.
Know. We disagreed on a lot of that policy that he said was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is, I don't think that your law firm or Mr. Gross has any of the school districts that has a policy, because there's only few left in the state.
No, that's not
so
true.
I'm not sure where his background is on giving advice on that specific policy. That was my concern.
We are going to, again, meet with the policy and the committee, and the committee will give us suggestions as what to do. If we move forward with the community committee, no decisions can be made.
Right.
They have to give us direction as we move in small steps. We're taking this very seriously and not
oh,
just
I,
painting
I
it with
that.
A wide
I
brush.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, really, random drug testing today, in today's world, and what's going on and what's out there, it's like paying $2,000 for a black and white TV. So I just want to make sure and get on the record that I do remember what our president said, and I don't want to be blindsided on a Monday or Tuesday at 3 o'clock with a new agenda that it's on there without all these people that I've been reaching out to and lining up mm-hmm. for our town to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's all I wanted to say.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Dick Mikey, 36 North McClellan. I would like to compliment you for leaving the small committee group to go for board discussion. And a very good example was Mrs. Walsh trying to get information about the ROD grants and it not being available. Of course, Mr. Walsh, you know, offered to give it to her. But all of you should have that information. I think last year was a travesty in not all members of the board really knowing what's going on. So I compliment you on that. The other thing with the bids for the wall, could you tell me what the two bids were approximately?
I don't know that I can.
Approximately.
Yeah. I can? Yes, I will. Actually, I can.
Yeah, I will. You want me to?
Yes, Dominic will handle that.
Approximately.
Go ahead.
Okay, they were two bidders. I actually opened the bids today at 2 o'clock, and it was opened publicly. There were two bids, one bid by a firm called Down to Earth Landscaping. The base bid was $377,881. There was an alternate one and two. The alternate one was $3,820. The alternate two was $4,400. And the other bidder was a firm called Precise Construction. They bid $361,728.25. They bid alternate one at $5,730, alternate two of $6,600, and they were the only two bids. The bids are going to be reviewed to make sure that basically they bid on everything that's in the plans and specs. The board will have to take action at the May meeting as to accept or reject the bids, so that's still to come. But we did open the bids.
Good. Okay. I guess this could be a little eye-opener that some of the estimates that you were getting from our engineer may have been on the low side. Maybe not.
That you're speculating there, but yes.
And I'm only speculating
a reasonable person could assume that, yes.
Right. But the only thing I'm saying is that some of the prices that were being thrown out, as myself as a construction manager, sounded low. So I just want to make that comment on it. So now nothing will be done until new bids are prepared, or you'll actually wait until you find out where the funding for the rest of the work will be. Because my hope is that before you proceed on anything, especially spending $360,000 for a retaining wall.
At this time, that's not an option, Mr. Mackey. So that's not something you need to be concerned with, because that's not an option.
Right. Because one of the other things that would happen if you did do that.
We're not going to do it. So we don't need to hype. We're not doing it. So.
Because it was just scary to me that you would even contemplate renting bleachers. And I heard that the cost of renting bleachers went from $26,000 up to $40,000.
Until we went through the process, there was nothing was discussed, no money was spent as far as renting any bleachers. The process started with getting the bids for the wall. That's where we are today.
Good. Okay. And one other thing, I don't know if I can ask it now.
You can ask anything you want.
I heard that you still don't know where the funding for the remainder of the work is going to come from, so you can't put out anything else for bid.
I don't know where you heard that from, and I don't know that to be true. You said you heard that, or where did you hear it?
From concerned Manasquan taxpayer group.
I can't answer that. I mean, I don't know where you heard that from.
Well,
but I just explained exactly where we are in the process. We are.
And the state said that you cannot go out for bids on the remainder of the work until you know where the funding is. And the only thing I'm getting at is that before you proceed with anything, it should be done as a whole package, and let the people of Manasquan also have a say where their money is going to be spent. I'd appreciate that.
No, we appreciate your comment.
Okay, thank you.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to make a couple extra comments. With respect to the bid, the actual engineering estimate was basically around the prices that came in. We got an engineering estimate for $361,000. The reason why there's only $200,000 budgeted is because when the project was conceived, we thought that we were going to get state funding. So what they budgeted for, what the board budgeted for, was the actual 60%. And that was basically 60% of that 361 is what was budgeted, the $200,000. But the actual estimate wasn't on the low side. It was pretty much on target.
Yeah, that's even stranger to me, because all the time the board is putting out that the cost of the retaining wall, which to me means the total cost of the retaining wall is $250,000. Now you're saying that it really wasn't. It was only 60% of the cost, whatever it is. So I think that was another thing that really didn't come out right. Maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe the paper was putting it out wrong. Maybe you were saying it wrong. But that was another thing that wasn't correct, that the retaining wall wasn't that. And you have to remember, even if the state pays the money, I pay state taxes too, so that's my money also. So I wish if you are giving our prices for anything else in the future, please give out the total price and not some reduced price.
Yeah, the other comment that you made that I just really want to set the record straight is with respect to the ROD grants. I think I was pretty clear and detailed with respect to the ROD grants. I think they were publicized in a newspaper. I went over all of the ROD grants that were approved by the board, by the state with the board. We discussed this many times at the Finance and Buildings and Grounds Committee level. It appears in the minutes the board got they got the engineering estimates in their packets. So I think I was pretty straightforward, upfront, detailed with respect to the board. Maybe not necessarily, it didn't come out at this meeting, but in previous meetings, I was very specific to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dominic, can I just get some clarity on that? I don't know when I've ever heard state funding was going to be subsidizing the retaining wall. I personally, sitting in the audience before I was on this board, have heard multiple times, and not by you, Dominic, not by you, I'm not putting words in your mouth, that the retaining wall will come in below $200,000.
Well,
and there was
below.
No, and I don't remember any, and correct
well
me if
below.
I'm wrong.
I
correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm wrong to say that I've never heard anything that the ROD grant funding would ever fund the retaining wall. The ROD grant funding that I've heard, not only sitting in the, especially sitting in the audience, was more about the educational and the safety needs of this district, not the retaining wall.
I agree with Heather. I think we were all of the belief that 250 was the number. I mean, it's in the presentation, it's on the website, and if there was another estimate that was out there, I don't know that information was as, you know, was something that we were operating under. But either way, I mean, the point's moot now.
And the 250 included $50,000 for the engineering fees. So the retaining wall itself, the construction of the retaining wall, needed to come under the threshold of 200,000, which was my understanding what was budgeted. And what has been on the website, which has been presented at this table over and over again. So I think it would be not necessarily what has been said at this table verbally. We should maybe go look at the audios and the minutes. But I don't think we're anywhere close to what has been said to this public and personally as a board member.
And one other question. The 361, the lower one, Dominic, is that all in or is that 70%? The lower of the quote.
Yes.
We have 377 and 361. Is 361, that would be the entire job?
It's 361 without the alternates.
What are alternates? Can you explain what the alternates are?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are those
In the bid packet?
I think alternate two had to do with planting of trees. Alternate number one, I forget what that was, but they were extra jobs. Two, I do recall because I did look at that specifically. Just see if I brought it with me.
So they're add-ons to complete the retaining wall project?
I'm sorry?
They're add-ons to complete the retaining wall project as presented to the public and to the board. The trees were included.
Yeah, I guess if the board had enough money, they would do the alternates as well. If not, they would find some other way to
aren't,
do it.
Okay. Aren't the trees a requirement of the DEP?
I'm sorry?
Aren't the tree replacement requirement of the DEP? So how would that be an option?
Let me just see. There are two alternates. The first alternate was a split rail fence that was bid. And the other alternate was, again, shade trees.
The split rail fencing and the tree, and 42 trees were part of the DEP requirements for that permit. So I don't know how we would be able to have that as an alternate one and two if it's a requirement for that permit.
I didn't put together the specifications.
I just need clarity.
I didn't put together the bid.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Just for clarification, just one last thing. You're telling me that you or no one on the board knows that the state came back and said that you cannot go out with bids for the remainder of the project unless you have funding in place. Is that what you're telling me?
We get a lot of emails, and I can't speak to that specific one is all I'm saying. If you had it and you showed it to me, I wouldn't disagree with you. But no, I don't, to mine, personally, I don't recall saying that.
Is anyone else on the
board? But there's a million emails, Mr. Mackey, as you know.
Can anyone else on the board answer me for that?
Go ahead. If anybody knows.
Can anyone know?
Can you repeat that question again?
Did the state tell us that we cannot go out for bidding on the remainder of the job, big job, unless we have funding in place?
I think that I saw an email, because I think someone from the concerned Manasquan taxpayers wrote the state, and I do believe it was this gentleman, Joe Passamit's interpretation, that unless it's in the budget, the vehicle to pay for it, or the ability to pay, we can't go out to bid.
I believe it was Ms. Carroll from the state. You're thinking of the same email from me with the CC, Mr. Passamit, which clearly gave that information. I believe there was an email that came a bulleted Manasquan concerned taxpayers and to a couple of us. I think I know I was succeed
right.
on it.
Right.
And it was that information. Yes. I read it.
Wasn't that in our approval letter from the Department of Education?
This was just recent. This was within the week that I received this, Mrs. Walsh.
Well, I thought that was just a reiteration of what was in the original letter.
I thought that Mr. Passamit said when he was here, you would not be able to proceed. When he was here, that I recall the very
into the microphone.
The last part of his speech that night, he declared to the public, they will not be able to proceed, if I recall.
Yes,
in
this recent email that Mr. Mikey's talking about, it was confirming.
Right.
Yes, I know I saw that. Okay. I'm aware of that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that just drives home the point that we should not be doing retaining wall, and we can't do it because it's not approved or anything like that. But we should not be doing anything like that because it's part of a big package. There's no sense in doing the small job if you're not going to do the big package. And the big package should be up to the people of Manasquan with the referendum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Dennis Roberts, 2311 on Drive in Brielle. I don't really care what you do with this field, and I really don't have any skin in the game either way. I know you guys have all been working hard on it, but I just want to say I can't go without mentioning what I just heard. Because I've been sitting out here in these meetings for several months now, listening to not only the RDT issue, but this field issue. And to hear Dominic Carrera say what I just heard, I feel like I'm in a twilight zone. Heather Muley just said it, Mr. Walsh just said it. What you just commented on, saying that you had a bid for, you had an estimate from an engineer for 300 and something thousand that now falls in line with the bids you received, is not at all what's represented when you sit in these chairs. It is so foreign to what is being discussed here and represented to what's happening. I don't understand. This is endemic of what's been going on here. You've told these people that $250,000 was the budget. You had $200,000 to spend, and your words, Mr. Carrera, I don't think I'm dreaming here, were, you know, the estimates we have should fall in line with $200,000. Now, I'm back there totally baffled at what I just heard. What you're saying, Tom, it's a moot point now, but you've spent time and money on a project that you've been working on. I opened the plans for 5 minutes because someone asked me to look at them. In 5 minutes, I knew the job was $300,000 to $400,000. You can't go to these people and say, it's going to be $200,000, $250,000. You spent $50,000 on engineering. You have $200,000 left. You should be good to go. It's absurd. and you had estimates that said otherwise. I don't understand what we're doing here. What are you doing? You're wasting time and money. Makes no sense.
In fairness to Mr. Carrera, he wasn't here. So I mean, when these specs were put together and this discussion, if and when it happened, the current administration wasn't here. I understand. Nobody's more frustrated than I am, guys. Trust me. I'm spending a lot of time on this.
You hit the nail on the head.
So, I mean, maybe we're all frustrated.
Maybe it wasn't Mr. Carrera. It was someone up here. I'm pretty sure it was him. Said that this is the estimate that we have, and that's within the budget. But I'm telling you,
Dennis, it definitely wasn't. It wasn't, seriously, it wasn't Dominic.
But it was recent before we just went to
Every presentation we've made has, I mean, every presentation that's been made has $250,000 for the wall. I can't say it any clearer. So no one's disagreeing with you. I mean,
and Dennis,
that's what it said.
The people that maintained that it would be well below, they're conspicuously not here. You know what I'm saying? Surprise, surprise.
Well,
I mean, we spent a lot of time.
I know you spent so much time and effort on this, but to have evidence otherwise, Mr. Kerr just said he had an estimate that it was 360, but now no one knew about it. Heather says she didn't know about it. And you're right. The plants and the split rail fence are part of the DEP regs. You have to do that. Why it's an alternate is ridiculous. I don't know.
But again, we haven't, I mean, this just happened a couple hours ago. We haven't looked at really in depth what was submitted, but it's not going to, I mean, in the big picture, what matters most is the number. I mean, the alternates put it at another 10,000 over a number that we don't have anyway.
I know, but
I understand what you're saying.
But I'm saying in the community, everybody, you know, this was a big thing. You guys were pushing for it. A lot of people here are saying don't do it. I'm looking at it just, you know, my two cents is you should do the project as a whole if you're going to do it. It shouldn't be split. You should get the money, do the whole thing. It'd be cheaper in the long run.
Yeah, I don't disagree. We not to belabor it, but we did have the permit expiring, staring at us. So I understand what you're saying, though.
But the problem is, however it was put on the plate to you guys, you had to rush and put it for December. You know, I know your DEP permit is up, but you can't do it that way. You can't leave the field half done with no bleachers, no nothing, and have something that is going to make them do the project. You know, you're going to jam it down their throat. Go do it the right way. Do it as a whole. Bid it. You'll get the best number. Go by realistic estimates. It's unfortunate how it happened, but to hear it from out there.
No, it does. I don't disagree. No, I don't think anybody disagrees. Yes, Dominic.
Yeah, I would just like to lend some clarity to this. I never said that the estimate was 200,000 or 250,000. I said that the budgeted number all along was $200,000. I think the board knows. I knew that the budget number was $200,000. The budget was put together in the last school year. I came here in October, okay? The budget was set in stone. How the budget, how the budgeted number was $200,000 for the field is, in my opinion, because at the time they put the budget together, they expected state funding for this project. It didn't happen. $200,000 was the number if, in fact, they were going to get state funding. I never said.
Okay, Mr.
I want to set this straight.
Then I stand corrected.
I never said it.
But, Mr. Carrera, you have your own board members here. They're saying they didn't have the information of the $360,000 estimate. Okay? Your own board members are out in left field without the information, and you're going to bid, quite frankly, looking, you know, with egg on your face as collectively here. It's a little ridiculous. That's the way we see it from out there looking in. It just doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Roberts, I agree. All right, but I think if you talk to everybody on the board, we are moving forward. We want to do things the right way. I think that's consensus of everybody up here. I think going to the board as a whole is going to clear up a lot of things that just happened right now, because we're going to get it open and the conversations will be here in public for you guys to hear it, as well as everybody on the board. I understand everybody's frustration with this. I can guarantee everybody up here is just as frustrated as you. But just keep in mind, you know, we want to do the right thing. A lot of changes, there's a lot of new people on the board. There have been a lot of changes, and I don't know how you feel, but I feel that we're moving in the right direction.
I believe that, and I think there's a whole different aura now, and the discussion you guys had at the onset, Tom was open and honest about the bid, Heather and Jim brought up, and others, about having an open dialogue. I think you need to do that. Because then you don't have factions doing their own little thing and not telling people what's going on. It has to be open. That's how it should be, and I think you're moving in the right direction, absolutely.
Good.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. Seeing no one else, we'll move to the Manasquan motions. Does anyone need anything between 12 and 20? 12 and 26 separated out?
14.
Mr. Pisone would like to separate out number 14. Anyone else?
14.
Everybody's good? So we'll first do a motion for number 14, which recommend approval of the appointment of Holman, Frenia, and Allison, PC, as our public school accountant at an annual rate of $23,000. That represents the rate for the 2013-14 audit. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Mrs. De Palma, do we have a second? Mr. Campbell, any discussion? Mr. Walsh.
I guess there was, we had an emergency finance meeting where I guess there was a consensus of the finance committee to appoint these people as our auditors. I don't know Holsort. I do know Bob Allison. I like Bob Allison. I played basketball with him when we were both very much younger. As I understand auditing, it's almost like getting your taxes done. It's basically a formula. It happens once a year. I can see no justification in almost doubling the price to go to Bob's Crow. None whatsoever. And I told the people at the committee meeting last week that it isn't anything personal because I like Bob, but I can't justify doubling the price and basically displacing a guy that's been with us for decades who I believe has done a decent job. He may not be a financial consultant and be able to help us in other ways, but the process of auditing, I think we should keep with Holsort. So that's the reason I oppose this.
Mrs. Walsh?
I absolutely agree with Mr. Walsh. I think that there's another component, which is having an auditor who has been doing our books for a while bring some history, which I think can be a great resource to a new administration. I think that by paying more for a new firm, we're being irresponsible.
Dominic, did you want to make, since it was your recommendation, did you want to say anything? Can you speak to the interview process too, if you like?
Yeah, just a couple things. It was the consensus of the Finance Committee to put this motion on the agenda. And at the meeting on April 1st, we did interview both Mr. Holsort and Bob Allison. And I think this was the first time that an interview took place of an auditor in a long time. But we did interview, and as a result of the interview, the Finance Committee did make the recommendation to appoint Allison's firm and to put it on the agenda. In the minutes of the April 1st Special Finance Committee meeting, I was very detailed with respect to my own recommendation because the committee asked me why, who I would recommend and why. And I was very detailed. And I put it into the minutes. The board got copies of these minutes. I made copies of the first page of these minutes if the board would like to refresh their memory. I don't think it's appropriate for me to, you know, publicly discuss every single one of these reasons, but I did give my reasons. And they were made known to the board. And I think it's time for the board to vote.
Thank you, Dominic. Mr. Palmer, turn away.
I wasn't, Jim, you're in charge of finance?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You discussed this all already? Because I didn't realize there was an issue.
Yeah, that no, you I had discussed it at the committee meeting last week.
I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, no one contacted me about it.
It was actually, I think it was in the finance committee minutes.
Okay, right. But I feel because it's such a big decision with working with the business administrator, honestly, we should go with a recommendation that the business administrator would want. That's my feeling. They're going to be working with them. We're not working with them. If but I feel...
Just to be clear, the committee makes the recommendation, but Dominic supports the recommendation.
Exactly.
But he didn't make the recommendation. If I said that, I misspoke.
No, I'm not saying that he didn't make the recommendation. I'm saying that we need to take what Dominic says, and, you know, he's going to be working with him, so I would think that we should really...
But Linda, with all due respect, the new BA will be working with whoever the...
Exactly. So...
And my whole point with Bob, and again, I like Bob, maybe as a financial consultant, but as the auditor, a guy that comes in like you go to have your taxes done for half of this price that we've had no issue with for decades, I just think as the finance chair, there has to be justification. It's nothing personal. I see no upside to changing to someone for twice the money.
I guess, you know, I agree with what Pat said. It's good to have somebody with history of the district. I think that's very beneficial, but I also feel it's good to have a new set of eyes on something every once in a while. But with that said, what are we getting for the extra $11,000? I guess that's what I want to know. If we're going to spend $11,000 more, what comes with that? Why is there such a split is my question.
But do I understand that...
Into the microphone, please.
This firm, he's not going to be using his financial consultant skills here. This is strictly for auditing, correct? So that differential in the dollar, he's only doing that one job, correct?
Dominic?
It's correct, but, you know, within the process of auditing, there are recommendations that come out of that. He just doesn't look, a blind eye to the operation of the school district. So
in the process of auditing the
district, he'll look at other things that, you know, he sees that could be done better.
And was the one doing the books now able to produce that same type of recommendations and this and that and savings, same type of job, correct? That's what an auditor does, show you where you can balance your books and show you where you can save or spend that is the auditing job, correct?
Except I don't have the kind of experience with Mr. Halsart that I do with Mr. Allison. And I was very upfront with the committee, I was very upfront with the board with respect to my own experience with Mr. Allison and his firm.
Right.
So I can't answer about Mr. Halsart.
Okay. And just to be clear, I'm gonna speak for Dr. Cajun again, because that's what I do. And Dr. Cajun was at the interview. He sat through both interviews, and it was it's my belief that it would be his recommendation also to go with Allison Nefrenia.
I just would like to make some clarification, just because I hear it. I keep hearing it over and over again. I hear it at the meetings. I just heard it again at the table. Allison's firm was paid for his financial advising consulting the field project, a separate fee.
We're aware of that.
Okay. Because when the argument is, he did all of this for us, he's great, he got us the ride grants, that is separate. And I'm very consistent what I keep saying. If we're giving an argument of why someone should be employed, he was paid $20,000 separate, and it would be continued, the financial advising would be continued separate. We're not talking about his financial advising that he's done. That's a separate issue. An audit, and I keep asking the same question, when it comes to an audit, where is the difference? Is an audit a calculation specific thing that goes, looks at the books, makes sure it's good, boom, 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 goes into state and gets reviewed? Or is there creative financing stuff that goes on in an audit? And I'm not getting that answer. That was why my vote was a no to switch firms. It was a consensus. It wasn't people had tossed it around to me that it was a unanimous. That's not the word that Dominic used. It was a consensus. And
correct.
We have separate fees for that. So when people use the argument that he did such a wonderful job with that, I just caution that it's separate. So
that's not included in this $23,000. That's its own
$20,000. No, it's separate.
Okay, let's, anything else? Anything new? Yes, sir.
Microphone on. Ted, put your microphone on.
I'm sorry. Notwithstanding the fact that the sending districts can't vote on this, can I just give my opinion? Yeah. With respect to an audit, an audit is something that's very specific. Firms will follow essentially the same procedures. Firms will essentially follow the same programs. Firms will essentially create the same report. So the work product as a result of this specific type of audit, I'm talking about a school district, will be essentially the same. Looking for cost savings and that type of procedure is not within the parameters of an audit. Okay, all an audit does is give the school district an opinion that the financial statements are accurate, and that will be consistent and it will be specific from one firm to another firm. So given the fact that the final work product is very, very comparable, amongst firms. I think it would be, don't want to use the term irresponsible, but I think I have to use the term irresponsible to pay $10,000 or $12,000 or $13,000 more for essentially the same product. Just my opinion.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
All right, Sandy. No one else, right? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassam?
No.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
No.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
No.
Mr. Walsh?
No.
Mrs. Walsh?
No.
Okay.
5-4.
The remaining items are number 12.
What was the vote?
5-4.
5-4.
4-5.
I just sit here. I don't think it was announced.
Well, we don't usually keep score. All right. For items number 12, 13, and 15 through 26, do we have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Campbell.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Walsh. Any discussion on any of these items? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassam?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carries.
Thank you. For anybody want anything separated between number 27, excuse me, and 44? Seeing no one, do we have a motion for numbers 27 through 44?
Tom, I had a question.
I'm sorry, Ken.
On number 30.
Mrs. Lepre can answer that.
Yeah, that is something Mr. Cornicay had called me after the fact with Spring Track. When there's an opportunity for us to use the wall facility, it's used or once or twice during spring season. It's not the whole season. So it's when we're off. When it was spring break, there was an opportunity where we needed to use the track, and Mr. Cornegay gave it to us. I made a recommendation for next year to put that on well in advance so we know prior to the season. But we've done that before here.
And to answer, I know one of your questions was there was no transportation. I know you asked that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Sandy?
Made a motion.
I thought we had it. Oops.
27 to what?
44. 27 to 44. Mr. Campbell, seconded by Mrs. Palma.
Mrs. Bassam?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Public forum, right? She did it again. No, it's there.
after.
We're now at the second public forum. If anyone has anything on a non-agenda item that they'd like to discuss. Seeing no one. Any old business? Mr. Walsh.
I just want to encourage the board to hopefully keep the momentum of doing something with the field. I would tend to think that the bid that came in from the retaining wall, unless something comes up totally out of the blue, that may be a non-starter. But guys, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I did some digging over the last month, and that plan to build a six-lane track, I had the opportunity, good fortune, to talk to some track people. The only track meets that Manasquan would be able to host would be dual meets, and they're going away. So what we would do is build a six-lane track out here and maybe have two meets a year. I then talked to our AD and asked him, what is your understanding on turf time shared? And he said, since we have four football games, his goal would be to have four female varsity soccer games and four male soccer games. So we were going to build a six-lane track, not to have any track meets, and have eight soccer games in addition to the four. We don't have track. We're not going to have track meets. I'd like to make a motion that we look to set up some type of training facility. I think there's going to be a coaches meeting at the end of this week, and hopefully our people will come forward with their ideas. I think we can get the community behind rehabilitating that field. I think the Warrior Athletic Complex was a non-starter personally, but please, I think, as to steal the words of Tommy, we have to leave this better than we left it. And I think we can, and I think we should look for maximum space utilization. So keep as many teams here as we can. And let's do something truthfully for Manasquan. What I fear is that eventually we would have something be done to Manasquan, and it just would be a non-starter. So personally, I'm pleased that it appears as if this complex is at least stalled. And what I'd like to do is look into other methods, because I think we can do it less expensively as well. Crown, resurface back there, and keep more sports teams here, and we'll get more play out of the field. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Does anybody else have old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to any new business that the board would like to discuss. Seeing none.
I had the privilege of going with the fourth grade to the State House today, and I just wanted to say, wonderful time. Kids had a great time. And I actually, when walking into chaperone, got approached by an older student, seventh, eighth grade, and said, oh, are you guys going to the State House? That was my favorite class trip we went on. Have a good time. And I thought it was nice. And so when we're thinking, you know, class trips, no class trips, saving a dollar here, saving a dollar there, it was fantastic. And the kids really learned a lot. So,
speaking of privileged, I got to attend the Sweetheart Dance last Friday night with my daughter. It was our first one, and we had an outstanding time. And I think everyone else did, too. So I want to thank the elementary school staff and the administration, because they did a fantastic job. Moving along. We will be going into executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the act provides that the Manasquan Board of Ed may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the nine subject matters listed in Section 12B of the act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date, Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss the matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. Whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. We will be going in for number 8, personnel matters. Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session in about an hour or less. So now I will ask for an adjournment to executive session. Do we have a motion? Mr. Walsh, seconded by Mr. Clayton. Thank you. All those in favor?
I think that was in your, that was in your mailbox.
Anybody opposed?
A while back. I don't think you picked it up.
Reconvening. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Forrester?
Here.
Mr. Fiore?
Yep.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
We have a quorum.
I have three resolutions. Two will be for Manasquan only, and one will be for all the sending districts. The first one is for all the sending districts, including Manasquan. It's a personnel resolution. Recommend the suspension of employee 4153 for a period of 10 workdays, 2 weeks, without pay, effective April 30, 2014, with a return date to work May 14, 2014. Need a motion.
So moved.
Approved.
Second.
Questions? Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. Campbell. Any discussion? Sandy?
I'm sorry, just to clarify, this is both sending and?
Yes.
Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
And I have two other resolutions for Manasquan only. Recommend the approval of the appointment of Lynn Coates as the School Business Administrator Board Secretary for a contract period beginning July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015 at an annual salary of $145,000 contingent upon the approval of Joseph Passanant, Executive County Superintendent of Schools.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? That was Mrs. Walsh and Mr. Walsh. Any discussion?
Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
The second resolution for Manasquan only is recommend the approval of the appointment of Robert Holsart and Company as public school accountants at an annual rate of $12,500 for the 2013-14 audit.
Do we have a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh, second.
Second.
Mrs. Bissone, any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
No.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
No.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Will be.
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer, seconded by Mr. Campbell.
All different kinds.
Approved. Approved. Jack, there's your approved.
Thank you.